Hope all is good. Today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Vav. And if you remember from the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva had said that if a Nazir has bread that has been soaked in wine, and there's enough to combine for a kezias, kedilat sarif kezias, so then, right, then he's going to be chayiv, right, the Nazir is going to be chayiv for having a kezias. So based on that, we're going to jump into a sugya called Heter Mitzdar Fli Isser, and then we're going to, not today, but we'll get to something called Tamki Iker, and that'll be a couple of kashrus sugyas in the next couple of blot. We're kind of switching gears. Well, we'll still talk about Nazir throughout the Dapim, but we're going to switch to kashrus sugyas. A lot of kashrus sugyas, obviously, in Chulin, there's some in Psachim, right, and certainly here, a couple of blot here in Nazir that we're going to dive into right now. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, two dots. At the bottom of Lamed Hay, Amad Beis. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, call these Surim Shabbat Torah, Ein Heter Mistarech Le'Isser, Chut Misuri Nazir. In all Isurim in the Torah, whenever you have an Isra, Achila, says Rabbi Yochanan, you're not going to combine the Heter and the Isser. Let's say you have a mixture, right, and some things are Mutter, some things are Usser, right, and the shear of the Isser would be a Kezias, for example. So if you have half a Kezias Mutter, half a Kezias Usser, that's not going to combine into a shear to make you chayiv midoraisa. Chutz, except misuri nazir, except for nazir. Why? And as you might imagine, right? Because there's a pasuk, shari amr Torah mishras. Right, mishras means combined. So mishras anavim lo yishta. Right, some sort of mixture of wine you can't drink. Torah says beferish. Right, that is not true by nazir. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. It's only by nazir that you can combine these items. Ze'iri Omar, Ze'iri says, Af Sa'or Beval Taktiru. That even the Sa'or, the Isra's, now what is that? That the halacha is that there are certain things you couldn't bring on the Mizbeach. One of those things is Sa'or, which is literally means the leavening agent. But basically means chametz, right? Basically means chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz on the mizbeach, even if you have a mixture. Now, Ziri says, if you have a mixture, right? Just to quote the pasuk over here, that means you're going to be chayev. And the pasuk says again, the common chash at the group of Hashem lo seafe chametz ki chol seor v'chol dvash also tumi menu shel Hashem. You're not allowed to have dvash. You're not allowed to have honey on the mizbeach. And chametz, really, lo seaseh chametz, you can't make your korbanos chametz, kol seor, any type of leavening agent is going to be aser. Now, Ziri holds, as we're going to see in a second, that kol means any type, that even if you have less than a kezias, right, if you have a kezias of, half a kezias chametz, and half a kezias of non-chametz, of matzah, whatever it is, so that will create the iser, and then you're going to be chayef. So Gemara says, come on, who's that like? Rabbi Elazar, like Rabbi Elazar, the Darish Kol, who learns out this drasha of Kol, right? Kol Sa'or, right, as we said before, Rechol Devash L'Zatim Menej L'Hashem. Right, that's Rabbi Elazar. Right, that's Rabbi, that Kol Machmeh be also, as the Gemara is about to say, right, the problem is that he also holds that Kol Machmetzas Lo Sochelu, that anyway, the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat chametz, right? Any type of chametz, right? He, Rabbi Elazar, also includes this halacha, right? That any even type of mixture where you have half and half. So ihach, he says the Gemara, they need chametz nami. Well, that should be true also of chametz. Meaning Zira, he said, right? Again, we have a list, right? When do you combine mut, heter, and iser to create the requisite shear? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's only by nazir. Ziri says it's also by this iser of burning chametz on the mizbeach. Problem is, Ziri is using this kol saor, right, implying that he holds like Rabbi Elazar, right, who holds that it's kol machmetzes as well. Meaning that Rabbi Elazar learns kol includes even a mixture, or any type of saor in this case, but he also holds that by chametz. So why wouldn't Ziri mention chametz as well? So the Gemara says, Einachinami. So Einachinami, he would. He does include chametz. Aye, so then why did he say specifically this isser of saor on the Mizbeach? Right? Because really he was coming to exclude Abayeshita. Remember why? What is Abayeshita? The Rabbi says that you would be chayev even if you had less than a kezias of chametz on the mizbeach, or saor on the mizbeach. So therefore, kamash malan, right? In Akhtar and Pasim Kazai. So therefore, Ziri was just coming to exclude Abaye, right? To say that you need to have at least a kezias, but in Echanami, it would combine, right? The heter and the isra would combine by saor, but also combine by by chametz. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamar la hashmeitza. Right, so Rav Dimi was sitting and learning this halacha. This halacha that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's only by nazir and esvei abayis. And abayis has a couple of kashas. We're going to have a couple of kashas here. We're not going to do all of them. We'll probably get to a couple of them. This will continue, as we said, the sugya goes, or these sugyas go for a couple of blah. But the Abai is going to basically going to spend the rest of the time questioning this assumption, or this assertion, that Rabbi Yochanan says that the only time we can combine heter and iser is by nazir. So Abai asks the following question: Hamakpa shel truma. Now, if you have makpa of truma, if you have some sort of dish, some sort of mixture, right, that is truma, some sort of like oats ground up, like hot oatmeal or some whatever it is. So v'ashum v'ashemen shel chulin, and the shum and the shemen mean that the flavoring, right, the garlic and the honey, right, the garlic and the oil, right, that is chulin, that is regular, not kedusha. Now, v'naga tful yom b'miktsasan, right, this mission is in tful yom, and a tful yom, again, a tful yom person goes to the mikvah, right, is waiting for nightfall, to finish the tahara process. So tful yom touches them. Now, basically what the halacha is, right, that if a tful yom touches truma, so he doesn't make it tame, he makes it puzzle, right, the phrase tame versus puzzle, right, is different in kachim, right? Puzzle means it itself, the item itself becomes no good, and tame means it can make it into other things, right? It can not make it into other things. It can transfer its tumma to other things. So if a tful yom touches some of this dish, right, and again, that the spices, meaning the minority, is chulin, is regular normal food, and the oatmeal is, most of it is truma. So puzzle is chulin, he's going to mess up the entire dish. Right, that, in that case, where most of it is truma and some of it is chulin, so he's going to mess up the entire dish. Now, shuma, if though hamakpe shel chulin v'shuma shemen shel truma, if it's the opposite, right, that the actual dish itself is normal, and then just the spices, right, the garlic and the oil, or that's truma, v'nago tfuyo m'mitzosan, so then lo paso el mako mago. Then the only place where he touched, right, that little, you can spoon it out, right, the only place where he touched, that's what's puzzle, right, it's not tummy, but puzzle, that's what messes up the truma, and not the entire dish. V'alvino ba, and we ask the following shayla, arasdem, mimarshach, right, mako mago, am I puzzle, right, either way, right, why is the place where he touched puzzle, meaning if you're going to combine it, if you're saying that it's entirely right truma, so then the whole thing should be no good. And if you're not going to combine it, so then, you know, the spices and the oil is nothing. It's batal. It's a tiny, tiny bit. Right. So Amar Rabba Bar Rechan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matam. What's the reason you're going to say that area, right, is is puzzle? Right. You shouldn't even be puzzle at all if it's just a little bit of spices there, or a little bit of oil and garlic. So whole bizarre local because ice. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the reason is because a zar, so someone who's not a kohen, right, gets malchus, right, for eating a kezias of obviously of truma. So my time. Now what does it mean? What do you mean? What does that have to do with anything? Meaning what is that? There's no. When Rabbi Yochanan himself said that the czar gets malchus for eating a kezias of truma, and therefore we're going to posel, it's going to be posel, this little touching, what does that mean? There's no kezias here. Right? Why lav, and then just as the Gemara fills in, lav mishav the heter misar for isra, aren't we saying that we're going to combine the heter and the isra aspects, and therefore we're going to get to a kezias, and that's against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said it only applies to nazir. Why here are you going to tell me that you're going to get up to a kezias if you're combining a normal oatmeal and just like the little flavoring that you put in? So Amar Lei, so Rav Dimi said back to Abaye, lo, that's not the reason. My kezias, the ik kezias p'dei l'chilas pras. No, Rabbi Yochanan is not saying that here we're going to combine the heter and the iser to create an iser, to create a kezias. Here it's kezias b'dei l'chilas pras, and apparently there's a lot of this oatmeal, right? And again, if he's going to eat the pras, right, of the oatmeal, right, so then he's going to get malchus, because inevitably he will get up to kezias of the olives and the garlic and whatever it is. So it's nothing to do with combining, it's nothing to do with anything, it's just the fact that you're going to end up getting to kezias and kedei l'chilas pras. Problem is, l'chilas pras, that, right, see? Problem is, you tell me you're going to get malchus, right, we're going to be chayef, right, that's the lashon, right, you're going to get malchus. So if you tell me, is l'chilas pras made, right, so, I mean, that's the deraisa shear for eating kezias. So I'm like, in. He said, yeah, Sure is. So Gemara says, well, it's very sharp. Well, Ihach, if that's true, am I plea Rabbanan led Rabbi Elazar b'kuta chabali? So then why do the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Elazar, right? We said before, we didn't give all the context of that Gemara over there, but Rabbi Elazar says, kol machmatzes lo sochelu, any combination of heter and isra, of chametz and non-chametz is going to make something right into an all chametz dish, right? We're going to combine, right? We are going to say heter mitzarif le'isra over there. So why would the Chachamim disagree, right, by kuta chabavli and say you're not going to be chayev? Right, kuta chabavli was made out of like really some really gross stuff, right? Like kind of moldy bread and like spoiled milk or whatever it was, spoiled something, I forget already. But basically, if you're telling me that the whole reason that it's usher is going to get a kedei achilas pras, so why would Chacham disagree that by kuta chabavli, right, you're going to be potter? Why would they say you're going to be potter? So Amalei says, so Rav Dimi said back to him, so Amar hanach kuta chabavli, no, kuta, leave kuta chabavli, right, on the side, because the lucky kazayas b'kedei achilas pras, because you're never going to eat a kazayas in kedei achilas pras, because kuta chabavli, just to ruin it for you, I'll tell you in a second, kuta chabavli was a dip. It's like ketchup, right? Probably much more gross than ketchup, but it's like a dip. No one squirts ketchup down their throat. And either kasarifle, if he's going to be sarifle, meaning if he burns, literally means he burns it. I mean, I'm sure probably because he just burns his throat when he eats it, but if he eats it straight up, so misraf, misraf, he's just going to eat it whole and just kind of scoop it down. So butla daid, okay, it's a kaldam. So his das, right, his butla, he's nuts, right? Nobody does that. So no one squirts ketchup down the throat. And therefore, e mishter kavashotar, and if he's going to dip it, just like people normally would eat that, so then lav mishkachas kazayis, because they have this process, then you're never going to get to a kazayis of the bread, right? The kazayis of the chametz in the amount of time, right? We pass in kedeiachilas process anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes, right? That obviously comes up hilchos pesach and stuff like that. All right, we'll get there, I'm sure, eventually. Esrei, another kasha from Abaye. The next two kashas are going to be similar. We're going to answer the first one, then we're going to say over the second one, and then the answer is on Amud Aleph, so we'll do it tomorrow. Esrei, shtei meduchos, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. You have two meduchos. The meduchos is a grinder, right? Two grinders of spices, right? One is truma and one is chulin. For the fun of shtei kederos, and you have two dishes, achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. And sure enough, right, you have two, I guess, bowls of food over there. You have two dishes. One is truma, one is chulin. V'naflu elu toch elu. Right, so, and then the spices, right, from the grinder fall into the dishes. So what do you do? Shteyan, the halacha is that shteyan mutaros. Right, both of them are mutar. Shani omer, because we say, we assume that chulin toch chulin v'naflu v'truma l'toch truma naflu. We assume that the truma fell into truma, and the chulin fell into chulin. Problem is, we saw kazayis b'kedei achilas pras d'oraisa. If you tell me that eating this kazayis b'kedei achilas pras is going to be chayv mi d'oraisa, is it iser d'oraisa, right? If you eat a kazayis of the truma and you're not a truma, you're a czar, so am I amrina shani omer? How could you say shani omer? How could we just assume that the truma falls into the bowl, right? And the chulin falls into the bowl? But if you're dealing with a din d'oraisa, right? Safek d'oraisa l'chumra, you have to be machmir in a case of truma d'oraisa. If you tell me kedei achilas pras, right, is a din d'oraisa, how could you tell? Just assume that they fell into the right box, they fell into the right dish. Ela mai heter stav, ela mai. So the problem is, what's the other issue? Well, what's the other option? Right, heter mitzarif le'isra. You tell me that everything combines here. Amai aminin shani omer. So meaning you can't tell me. Right, shiny. You still can't tell me shiny omer. So ela hanach l'chumas tavlin derabanan hebi. So no, the Gemara says leave it alone. I mean, chumas of tavlin, right, is derabanan. I mean, you can't tell me that the reason is that it's. I mean, you can't tell me that the reason. I mean, it doesn't help to switch the reason for the iser, right? Again, if you tell me that the iser here is kedei achilas pras, right, that you're going to eat enough of it, so that's d'oraisa, right? And if you tell me I heter mistarif the iser, and then you have a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan, so that also doesn't work because that doesn't. That's also din d'oraisa because that would be based on the pasuk or for whatever reason, it'd be a din d'oraisa, and also it wouldn't work. So the Gemara says leave it alone because truma is by spices is only midrabanan, right? This is machlokas we've shown him in terms of what. Is midoraisa for truma. Rashi and Tosfos throughout Shas is just dagon tirosh v'yitzar, is just grain, wine, and oil. And the Rambam is known, I think it's known, I'm pretty sure. The Rambam says that all types of fruits and all types of produce. He agrees that vegetables are darabanan, that's the Gemara. But over here, another type of truma derabanan is also is spices. Truma nowadays, truma semesters are derabanan, which is actually going to be the answer to the next question, which we'll get to tomorrow. But yeah, okay, fine, beseder. So, mitzvah mihari yibana beis hamikdash, and we'll have halachas of truma daraisa shaylas. Esveu, another kasha. Another kasha that that Abaye came to say against, again, Rabbi Yochanan, against Rabbi Dini. Right, again, well, he brought it to Rabbi Dini anyway, but it's against against Rabbi Yochanan. Against Rabbi Dini or against Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye now is asking kashas on. I'm sorry, Abaye is asking kashas on Rav Dimi. The kdeichu das pras, right, is a din d'oraisa. So he says like this. So shtei kupos, again, similar case, but just bigger shiurim. Shtei kupos, achas shel truma, achas shel chulin. You have two boxes. One is truma, one is chulin. With the name shtei soin, and you have two bigger boxes, right, and so like store boxes of grain. One is obviously that one is chulin and one is truma. So we say that if the box fell into, right, if all the boxes, right, fell into the storage boxes, we assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. Shani Homer, because I say chulin to chulin naflu, truma to truma nafla. Excuse me, we just assume that they fell in. Or the Bach changes it here to, it's an Aleph. Yeah, Daraisa, yeah. Amaya Mina and Shani Omer. How can you tell me that it's Shani Omer? Meaning now we're talking about, you can't tell me now we're dealing with Truma Darabanan because this is grain, right? Everybody agrees, whether it's Rashi, Tosos, the Rambam, right? Grain, right, is Daraisa. So then if you tell me that it lines up and fell in, again, we assume that obviously, and it's a box, right? We assume that there's a kazayas here. So you can't use the answer that we used before. So what are you going to do with this, right? How could you tell me, right? Usually, Safik Daraisa Luchumra, right? If this whole concept of kazayas, Bechdeyachilas process is Daraisa, so how could you tell me, right, that we assume that the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chuma fell into the Chul, and you should have to be Machmir. Okay, normally we just do the answer, but he's going to have a little bit of a Bishlama, so we'll do that tomorrow. We'll recap this question. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.